First of all, then, the challenge of facing Chesterfield. What do you know about them?
We had a quick look at them this morning. I don't know too much, but we've had a look at how they play and what they're good at, and they've got a few strengths. But I think looking at our squad, we're more than capable of going there and getting a result.
Their brand of football, quite attacking. They like to play a lot of football on the floor. In combating that, does that suit Barnsley, I wonder, this weekend?
Well, I think over the last few weeks, we've started playing a lot more football on the floor. We're trying to take that into training, get a bit better at our shape and stuff. So I think in a way that will suit us if they come and try and play football against us, because I think we've got the players that can deal with it and hurt them.
They're a side right now that are obviously local to this part of the world, and they've had some excellent performances that haven't quite necessarily always yielded results. When you're in that kind of groove, as it were, it must seem like quite difficult to get out of.
Yeah, I've been at it. When we've went through periods like that, I think we've played well and not come away with results, as you said, like they're doing. But luckily enough for us at the minute, we're doing the same thing. We're putting in the performances and we're getting the results. So, I don't mind if they play well against us at the weekend and we get the 3 points. That wouldn't really matter to me. But, no, I think it's all about what we do at the end of the day. We'll have a little look at them and then concentrate on us.
You, of course, right now have a couple of big difference makers in Sam Winnall and Conor Hourihan. From a defensive point of view, when you can not necessarily hang your hat on that, but know that they're in top form right now, that must give you an assurance of confidence.
Yeah, it's a big boost for everyone knowing we've got goals throughout the team at the minute. Every time I walk onto the pitch, I think we're gonna score at least one goal in the game at the minute, which is a big thing for everyone. So for me personally, it's just the other side of it, trying to keep the clean sheets, and then if we keep a clean sheet, I think we go on to win most games.
What do you put that down to? Because there's obviously the jokes about, well, if you score, four, we'll score five, etc., etc. I'm sure from a defensive point of view, you're perhaps sick of hearing that. But why aren't you? Why aren't the clean sheets quite as regular?
I can't put it down to one thing at the minute. Maybe we've been a bit overexpansive at times. The shape hasn't been probably solid enough as it should be. But we'll keep working on that and keep trying to play the football we're playing. I think we don't want to change that at the minute. We want to try and be expansive and play good football. But for a defender, we don't want to be winning games 4-3 and stuff like that, because then we're conceding 3 goals at the end of the day. So if we win 3-0, that'd be a lot better.
It's that balance, though, isn't it? If you are naturally predisposed to try and attack, as Barnsley are doing right now, you're bound to self, you leave yourself a little bit vulnerable. It's about getting the balance right.
Yeah, that 100%. It's all about getting the balance right. As you said, at the minute we're going forward, we're a lot better than we are defensively. But it's not just the back four and the goalkeeper. We've got, obviously, the goalkeeper's got to stop the ball going in the net. But I think as a team, it starts from the front. If we get the shape right from the front, it'll be harder for teams to try and play through us. So as I said, we'll try and nail that down on the training ground.
And it's interesting, having seen Barnsley in a couple of recent matches against Bradford and Sheffield United, it's interesting how hard the strikers do work on that.
Yeah.
It's not just they're waiting for the pass, they're right on the defender straight away.
Yeah, it's a big part of our play at the minute. We're working on that in training. The gaffer wants to let the strikers know it's not just everyone else on the pitch. You're not there just to score goals. And I think they're putting in a great shift at the minute. I mean, you've seen how hard Sam Winnall works when he's up there. As soon as their goalkeeper rolls the ball out, he's sprinting to try and get the ball back as soon as possible. So I think the whole team's got that mentality, then we'll be okay.
And what about you? How are you assessing your own personal contribution at the minute?
Obviously, I've played right back the last few games, but I'm growing into it a little bit. I'm starting to find myself a bit more forward down the pitch. But no, I'm enjoying it, to be fair. I've played there a few times over the years, but never really had a whole run of a season playing right back. So just finding my feet there at the minute. But I'm more than happy to play there.
Is that where you expect to stay for the next, few matches, perhaps even for the remainder of the season?
If we keep winning, then I can't see him changing it at the minute. Like, obviously, my preferred position is centre half, but if we're doing well and I'm playing well, playing right back, then I'm more than happy to stay there.
I suppose it's the extra legwork, isn't it? You've got to be in two places at once all the time.
I'm coming off after a game on Saturday, absolutely shattered now. I've done that much running in my life, but no, as I said, it's all for the team at the end of the day, and if I can make a contribution playing there, then I'm more than happy.
Obviously, the whole team is successful at the moment. The wins are flowing. There are a few players within that, a few significants who are on loan right now. Moving forward and into January, how important is it for you as someone who's obviously going to be here for the full season that you all, where possible, you're all able to stick together?
As you said, the loan boys who've come in have done very well for us. I've been very impressed with them. The rest of the boys, I'd like it if we could keep, more enough the same starting 11 every week. I think it helps. Everyone gets to know each other's games a bit better, but I'll see at some point the lone boys will go back and someone else will get their chance. So as long as the boys probably haven't been playing as much regularly as everyone else, if they can come in and hopefully just step into the same sort of job as the other lads.
Because it's not, it's not rocket science. The more settled you are, the better chance you're going to have a crack at the playoffs, which you're motoring towards at the moment.
Yeah, I think the table will sort itself out Christmas. I'll probably have a look at after Christmas and I think we'll see where we are. But at the minute, we're on a good little run. We just want to carry that on and, pick up a few points and start looking at the teams above us.
Because this is not scientific, but a lot of the next, obviously Chesterfield's away, but then after that you've got some winnable home games, so you could be in a healthy position by the time Christmas comes around.
Yeah, as you said, some winnable home games, but this league's proved already. We went to Port Vale and got beat and they were sort of near the bottom of the table. So no game's going to be a gimme in this league. I think we've got to go out every week and perform as well as we can to get the 3 points. I don't think we can have off days, but as you said, the home form, we've scored a lot of goals at home at the minute. So teams will look at that and hopefully they'll be thinking this is a hard place to come and play.